Show Queen by Renee Dahlia and read by Kitty Mule for Saga Egmont.
For all my online friends who made the pandemic bearable, you are all wonderful. A note from the author. Please note this series is set after the COVID pandemic and assumes everyone is vaccinated. It's a bit of a post-pandemic fantasy that doesn't really reflect reality, unfortunately. There is also a car crash death, not on page, and one character who became an amputee in the same crash. There is discussion around the death of a parent. Chapter 1. Autumn.
Turn, extend your right leg to the front, bend, slide your hands up your leg as you stand again, then flick your hair.
Beth ran through the dance step in slow motion as she talked, then watched everyone in her beginner's class copy her. Most people who attended dancing lessons at Seraph's Burlesque Club in London came for fitness and to gain some body confidence. Only a few ended up dancing on the stage here in the evenings. Beth adored all her dancers, and she loved teaching the art of burlesque. It was so good to be back to in-person classes.
Yes, that's it. Amy, a little straighter with your leg. Sneha, great balance. And Kate, lovely big stride there. It really emphasizes your leg length. Shall we do it again?
Everyone looked great.
Excellent work. Now, we are going to add an arch and twirl, like this.
Beth talked it through as she demonstrated.
First, step forward with your left leg so both feet are aligned and hold the stance with your legs a little wider than your shoulders, then bend over. Make it hot. Keep your ass sticking out and your spine with a slight arch in it. That's why we call it an arch. A little tip is to keep your head level with your hips, then rise up slowly back to a stance. Remember, burlesque is all about the tease, so don't be subtle. Be seductive. Once you are upright again, twirl those hips. Understood?
The class of beginners nodded.
Okay, let's go.
She smiled as she repeated the movement for everyone. The energy in this room as they all copied her was her favorite part of this job.
That's a great start. Everyone practice a few more times and I'll come around the room and help each of you.
She walked around, correcting the dancers' positions as everyone tried the move.
That's great, everyone. Let's put it all together and that'll do for today. Ready?
Yes!
The enthusiastic response made her grin. Running her own burlesque club was her life's passion, and finally being able to open up and hold dance classes again was such a thrill. Everyone who attended a class at Seraph's Burlesque Club had to be fully vaccinated against the cursed COVID that had nearly destroyed her business and killed far too many people. She walked back to the front of the class.
Okay, let's put it together with the music.
She flicked the remote that she had tucked in her pocket and music filled the studio. Dance classes and the energy of the people who attended made up for the ongoing worry about the future of the club. Almost. Several weeks ago, she'd learned that the building rented by Seraph's had been sold to fuck knows who, and since then, she'd spent too many nights awake stressing about what might happen now. Likely nothing would change, since she hadn't heard from the real estate company who managed the property. Back when her building had first been listed for sale, she'd done the sums and confirmed her suspicions. She definitely couldn't afford to buy it. Commercial real estate in London was so far out of her range that it wasn't even worth attempting to dream about buying it. It hadn't stopped her staring at the numbers and laughing with despair.
Excellent work, everyone.
She turned off the music again.
If you feel ready, add your hands to the arch movement by stroking them down your thighs as you bend down and up as you rise.
She showed them what she meant, and a few people in the class made an "oh" sound as they understood how it all worked together. She loved it when a dance just clicked for someone.
Okay, let's go, from the top.
After the dance class, she had an hour to head upstairs to her flat and eat a very late lunch before she needed to prepare the club for tonight. Her stump ached as she climbed the stairs. It always did after a dance class. But she wasn't going to give up teaching anytime soon. After she'd lost her leg just below her knee in a